This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Ronj, I went to the Clayton Art Fair this weekend. Okay. Love the Clayton Art Fair. It's a tradition. I think I've been going to the Clayton Art Fair over 20 years. Matt Pajeski, you know our producer over there, Matt?
Yeah, that guy. What about him?
So I texted him because it's close to where he lives, and I thought, my buddy Matt might be here. He wasn't there. And because he wasn't there, do you know what he missed? They were not in a booth. They were just visiting. There were some furries visiting.
Okay.
I think they might have been a couple of BDSM furries.
Oh,
really?
I think so.
What
I didn't want to stare because that? Art's for everyone. But, at first I thought maybe they were like mascots, but they weren't mascots.
Okay.
Because, you know, if you're a furry, you might have a head that looks like a mascot.
Okay.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my second thought. So they were just visiting. Art's for everyone. Those looked like expensive outfits. That can't be cheap. They were
furry
very
outfits?
Well made.
How did you know they were BDSM?
Well, one of them, maybe just one of them, had like a lot of leather and chains. Would that be it, maybe?
I know.
I mean, it could be.
Maybe they weren't. Maybe he was just grunge.
You know what? I want to talk
about...
You know
what? Maybe it's grunge. Maybe it was grunge and not BDSM.
I'd like to point out something different here.
Oh, my gosh.
Right before we started the segment, Amy goes to us, can I talk about furries? Do you think that's okay? Like, what do you think this is? A violation of some kind?
Well, yeah, I don't...
The stuff that you think is filthy, like, is...
Well, not that it's filthy,
like,
but...
Like, FCC non-compliant is outrageous.
I didn't
want to
just be mean.
Oh.
Because it is very different.
Yeah.
It's a very different group.
So the slogan is art is for everyone? Is that what...
No, I was just saying that. Art's for everyone,
well,
man.
I don't believe that. It's for most people, but not for BDSM furries.
Why not?
Yeah.
They were pretty young. They looked like maybe
Since when are you the keeper of art?
I'm the keeper of all art.
You didn't even go.
It's because those furries were there.
You didn't even know about it.
Matt's like, that's it. I'm out. But here's the thing. It was like a younger... They were maybe like early 20s or something. But I had seen furries... I've definitely seen furries where it's just the tail.
Yeah.
But this was... I mean, this was the head.
Yeah.
And then a tail. But they don't wear body... it's not the bottom half of the mascot.
It's just the head.
It's just the head and then like a tail and then outfits and... I don't know, but one guy took his head off, which I feel like you got to commit.
Yeah.
You're either a furry or you're not. You can't take your head off.
I agree with you. Amy, did you see any of the NFL Red Zone over the weekend? Yesterday?
Well, I didn't listen to it, but I saw some of it, yes. It stresses me out to listen to Red Zone.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's right, because you don't like when they talk over the announcers.
Right.
So NFL Red Zone is the show that you can watch, and it's sort of a whip-around show. If a team's about to score in a game, they go to that game, and they're like, oh, they're in the Red Zone, and they show you the scoring plays. For years, Scott Hansen, the host of the show, would open by saying 7 hours of commercial-free football is next. Well, it's no longer commercial free. So over the weekend, they did start to put in ads. Now, they were in 15-second increments, and it wasn't very many of them. It's something like 2 total minutes worth of advertising during NFL Red Zone with about 420 minutes of programming. So not that big of a deal, but it is no longer commercial free, which leads me to apps like Netflix and like Hulu,
yep,
where you pay a service. You pay for the service and you think, okay, well, I'm paying you, so I'm paying you for no ads. Well, now they all have ads. So if I have to pay for a subscription, uh-huh, I would like for everything to be commercial free. Why is that too much to ask?
Because,
and I know I could pay more, but mm-hmm, if I'm paying anything at all, that is the transaction here, right? This is why radio is free, because we give you advertising. Totally free for you, though,
mm-hmm,
right? So if you pay us, we'll stop having ads.
I think that's illegal. Maybe during just our show.
I mean, pay us like individually.
Oh, okay.
I mean, pay the station.
I'll rip up this live read right now if you send me cash.
Right, send us money and we will stop throwing advertising.
No, I get what you're saying. And that, you know what that means? That means the people, either the shareholders or the CEOs, they are raking in the dough.
They sure are.
Because you are getting subscription money and you're getting advertisers' money. In general, that's a lot of money that you are just raking in.
It's obnoxious.
We're also going to talk about this later. I believe we're talking about it actually in the next hour, in the 10 o'clock hour. But I imagine people did see this, that the Powerball drawing was on Saturday, and there were two winning tickets. One winning ticket was sold in Texas, and the other winning ticket was sold in Missouri.
How about that?
So here's the thing. We want to, Texas has revealed where the winning ticket was sold. Missouri has not yet. I believe they cannot yet. For some reason, they're figuring something out. But they will reveal where it was sold. We want to hear from you. Which gas station do you think sold the winning ticket? Do you think it was that 7-Eleven in Rock Hill on Manchester? Do you think it was that random gas station off of Highway 100 in Grace Summit? Do you think it was in Poplar Bluff? Do you think it was in Kansas City? You can give us the town. We would love the specific coordinates, yeah, of the gas station.
Use the voice messaging feature on the Odyssey app to do that.
Or you can text us 314-436-7900. We want your guess. Because here's the thing. The question is, I know people. Okay, so there's a gas station in Kirkwood, and the attendant says when she buys tickets, lottery tickets, she always drives out far in the country,
mm-hmm,
because she doesn't think that tickets are sold in the populated areas.
Yeah, that's just not how that works.
Well,
also, you remember during COVID, they would test the wastewater just to see where COVID was,
yeah,
like what neighborhoods it was all happening in, where the concentration was. Apparently, they do that with things like cocaine. They,
yeah,
test wastewater for cocaine, because this story from the New York Post that Nantucket. You aware of Nantucket Island?
Yeah.
It is 50% higher cocaine levels than the rest of the country.
There was an old woman from Nantucket.
So Nantucket in Massachusetts, where there's a lot of money,
yeah,
that part of the country, their town tested their wastewater, and they found cocaine levels much, much higher than everywhere else in the United States. I didn't know they did. Why would they do that? It seems like a... Like, why would you spend the money for that?
Well,
you just want to know how much coke's in the area?
I think it's in the limerick. The old man from Nantucket.
Who, you need to think about this one before you get us in serious trouble. Think about it during the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.